Yesterday was one of the few days that an American soldier has not been killed in Iraq. On Saturday, there was an attack. One soldier was killed and three wounded in a rocket-propelled grenade strike on their convoy east of Baghdad. So far, 52 American soldiers have died since major combat officially ended in Iraq, and we're about to meet the family of one such soldier. Last month, three soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division died after their convoy was hit with gunfire and rocket-propelled grenades north of Baghdad. One of those victims was 24-year-old Army Sergeant Evan Asa Ashcraft. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco visited his mother at her home in a Los Angeles suburb.
There's a framed painting in the living room of Jane Bright's home in West Hills. It's a watercolor her son Evan made for her after a visit to the zoo when he was four.
We said, "What is that, Evan?" And he said, "Mommy, that's tiger paws." So it was so sweet. We framed it. It's been there. I mean, it's always been there.
Yeah, he's a beautiful boy.
Bright still speaks about the oldest of her two sons in the present tense because she says he'll always be around, and she treasures all his childhood artifacts, his most cherished stuffed animals, his Lord of the Rings books, his Nintendo video games, his electronic keyboard. She says he was a gifted athlete and musician.
One of the most memorable pieces for me was he mastered Für Elise. It's a Beethoven piece, and he mastered it when he was nine. And he wouldn't just stick with the shortened version that a lot of kids learn. He had to learn the whole thing. And that was Evan. I mean, he did it all the way. Everything he did all the way.
It wasn't surprising, she says, that Evan would grow up to join an Army Special Forces unit.
He clearly liked the military-type structure. And he did from the time he was a little boy. You know, yeah, he loved to play G.I. Joe. I think he collected every G.I. Joe action figure, the little tiny ones. You know, they don't have those anymore. He collected all the tanks. He had Lego battleships. It was his thing. He was a sweet child. I mean, he was an incredibly sweet child, incredibly loving. And I thought, you know, it's a boy thing.
Evan Ashcraft enlisted in the Army after high school and eloped with his sweetheart, Ashley. Bright says that was no surprise because they were clearly soulmates. They moved to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, so he could train for the 101st Airborne Division. Ashcraft had plans to join his father-in-law at the Los Angeles Police Department, perhaps in the elite SWAT unit. Bright was worried, as any mother would be, about Evan shipping off to war in the Middle East, but she backed his decision.
Every letter I told him, I mean, we talked probably six times a day the 2 weeks before he left. Evan, you've got a job. Do it. We're proud of you. You're the best. Anything you need, anything you do, we support you. Just come home.
Nothing could prepare her for the news that he was killed in an attack.
When I would read the paper and look at where the action was happening and I knew it wasn't where Evan was, I would feel at least some relief. But then my next thought was, but wait a minute, it's somebody else's son. And in the end, they're all our sons.
Bright doesn't want to talk about the politics of the U.S. and Iraq. She'd rather celebrate Evan's life. Still, she says, the circumstances that took away her son are unfathomable.
War means death. That's what war is. And, you know, I'm sure the Iraqis feel the same way about their children. We all feel that way about our kids, I'm assuming.
Jane Bright will be taking down the yellow ribbon tied around the tree in her front yard, but says she'll talk about her son forever. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.